to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economy, and we're talking about the fact that the U.S. stock market got pretty hammered this week. For multiple reasons. A big part of it being that the Federal Reserve is having to shut off the instant creation of some $100 billion every single month to pour all over the federal government and Wall Street to try and keep things looking good, because the more they do it, the more it devalues all the dollars in circulation at a time when countries around the world are abandoning the dollar. It's a classic rock and a hard place situation. Over at Deutsche Bank, they're out there saying that basically this money represents the oxygen that has fueled a five-year bull market, and it's running out. And the Fed does not have any other thing they can do to keep that stock market propped up. So there has to be a correction. It's overdue for a correction, and it's likely to be a bad one because of how overvalued the stock market is. Now, in a healthy stock market, the price of a stock is supposed to represent its earnings ability, its real value. When you have stock market manipulation going on, which is what is going on with some 70% of the volume in the American stock market right now, the price of the stock gets driven up. But the underlying value isn't there to support those high prices. And when you get a seriously overvalued market, at some point, something breaks and it comes right back down again. That's what happened in 1929. It's happened several times since then. And everyone was looking for a short-term fix to just keep this little Ponzi scheme, private central banking-based economy, ticking along. And they're pretty much at the end of everything that they can do. Short of declaring a dictatorship and ordering all Americans to turn in their physical silver and gold to save those poor struggling bankers. Now, over in India, their former foreign secretary is out there saying that right now the Western banking system, primarily being the United States and the European Central Bank, they're terrified of the BRICS nations because the BRICS have sent up their own international banking system. It's not based on the dollar, and it doesn't go through any U.S. computer systems, and the U.S. has no control over this. We now have a large block of nations that are engaging in cross-border banking and trade without using the U.S. dollar and without allowing tinkering by the Bank of International Settlements. Remember, all of this war agenda is all about just whose brand of paper and ink the world will be forced to use for the next 100 years. The dollar is falling. It's collapsing. Countries are abandoning the dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer them. And that's why they're trying so hard to start this new world war, to go back and reconquer planet Earth and force them back into the Bretton Woods Agreement, force all the resource-rich areas of the world back onto the petrodollar deal. And it's already failing. And yet we know from the Obamacare debacle, this government is unable to admit error, unable to change course, unable to rethink a policy, and say, you know, this isn't working. Maybe we should quit while we're ahead. And that's why it's so dangerous right now. And we just have to stand up in opposition to this tyranny, opposition to the war agenda, opposition to the money junkies. And again, I'm not advocating violence. What I am advocating is for all 300 million Americans to stand up and proclaim to the rest of the world, we don't recognize the United States government authority. They're outside the Constitution. We will not be the wallets of last resort for investments in the U.S. financial system that fail. We do not support the war agenda. We do not agree with what's going on. And what we can do by doing that is to deny Washington, D.C. and Wall Street the illusion of a popular mandate. Even Jimmy Carter fell for that propaganda. He had his article that came out yesterday where he says the United States is seen around the world as the number one warmongering nation, which is certainly true. But then he went on to say most Americans seem to be okay with this. We ran our own poll, and of course the results came out more like we would expect. The majority, the overwhelming majority of Americans do not support this war agenda, something like 99% of respondents. Now, there is a third factor in the stock decline. Remember, they were talking about high-tech and biotech declines led the way for the week's weakness in the stock market. And there was a new campaign that was launched by activists, by Food Democracy Now, and they called it the Operation Monsanto Stock Plunge, where they basically went out across social media and said everybody needs to dump the stocks of any company involved in this genetic modified technology because they're producing harmful products. They're trying to use their political and financial clout to force the world to accept their GMO technology. Most of the world is now turned away. So they're focusing here on the United States of America. Remember, there is a law being proposed in Congress that would ban states from requiring GMO labeling on food. You're not allowed to know what the stores are selling you. You don't need that knowledge. It'll just confuse you. You might decide you don't want to eat this Frankenfood, and that's going to harm the profitability of those food corporations, and that's far more important than your health. Besides, if you buy GMO food and it makes you sick, you're all signed up for Obamacare now, so you've got nothing to worry about. But especially with the recent announcement by China that not only have they refused the latest shipment of U.S. corn, but they are now shifting to Brazil as their corn supplier, I can understand why investors might be thinking it's time to get out of those biotech stocks here. We're going to grab a phone call. Michael in California. Aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. What's on my mind is I think Mark Twain said it best, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting over. And that's what's going on with Mr. Bundy and his ranch there in Nevada. I'm in here in California. We got a big drought, and I'm retired from the largest municipal water district in the state, and I know a little bit about the water here and how the games are played. To get Obamacare passed, congressmen in the Central Valley were promised more water for the ranchers and the farms in the Central Valley, and so they voted yes to get that extra water. Now we're in the drought. Reservoirs are already
drained. As I understand it, California got cut off completely from the latest federal water allocation. So that was another promise that Obama made that wasn't kept. And,
exactly.
You know, part of the problem is that the water irrigation infrastructure of the American West has been allowed to decay. We know that farmers all across that whole western region have been complaining for decades that the volume of water deliverable by that irrigation system continues to shrink and shrink and shrink, and it isn't an absence of a raw supply. It's the fact that the system is so cracked that huge amounts of water are leaking out in places where it's really not going to be useful. And it's another example of how the federal government didn't want to spend money taking care of this nation because they were too busy funding Israel and propping up Wall Street and building this gigantic war machine.
Oh, exactly. And it would create so many jobs to upgrade the water system just in California that I'm familiar with. The Imperial Valley still has dirt-lined irrigation canals.
Oh.
And cement lining would save a ton of water out there in that desert. And there's other issues with the eastern Sierra Nevada and the city of Los Angeles is losing rights up there. And it's, the CEO of Nestle, which owns Perrier Water, Crystal Geyser, I don't know how many other bottled water companies, came out and said clean drinking water is not a right. And his company's trying to control water.
Yeah, they want to turn it into a product that people will have to pay premium prices for. And that's another sample of fascism. We got to take a break for commercials. Michael, thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And contrary to my announcement at the top of the program, the Lady Claire will not be sharing the rest of the show with us. She got very busy on something else that she's working on, but she'll be here next week. And I know you all miss her, and I do too, because she's fun to have on the show. But we're good. It's a solo act for the rest of the program here. Now, more information is surfacing about the corruption behind what's going on with the Bureau of Land Management at the Bundy Ranch and apparently other places all over Nevada right now. The official story from the Bureau of Land Management is that back in 1993, when the Bureau of Land Management arbitrarily changed the leasing deal with the Bundy Ranch. The Bundy Ranch was paying fees for their cattle to graze on public lands. And then in 1993, the Bureau of Land Management cut back the number of cows Bundy could graze, but said he had to go on paying the same fee. And that's when Bundy took him to court and stopped paying the fee. Now, at this point, the fees now amount to about little over $1 million. Do you want to know how much the Bureau of Land Management has spent on contractors to remove the cattle? $966,000. This is not about the money. This is about other issues. And there's a story that just surfaced over on Breitbart about what's going on in Nevada. Apparently, Harry Reid's son is the primary representative. Rory Reid is the primary representative for ENN Energy Group. Now, this is a Chinese energy company that wants to build a $5 billion solar panel plant on a 9,000-acre Clark County desert plot near Laughlin, Nevada. So far, so good. Now, apparently, Clark County commissioners unanimously voted to sell the Chinese company 9,000 acres of public land. And they asked ENN to pay $4.5 million for these 9,000 acres. The actual appraised value of that land was $38.6 million. This is what's going on out there. They're grabbing all the public land and they're selling it for pennies on the dollar to political cronies. And that is fascism. Now, an article over at RINF.com, has the working class really accepted austerity? And that's the whole idea. They want austerity to become the new normal. Austerity is a polite word for you must make do with less so we, the money junkies, can have more. And they're asking the question, are the working class, have they accepted it? Are they now comfortable with the new normal? Apparently not. Over in Spain, there's rioting right now in 53 cities over imposed austerity. And I want to go back with a definition here. If you yourself voluntarily, of your own free will, decide to live a simpler, less expensive lifestyle, that's austerity. When the government comes in and orders you to live a simpler, less expensive lifestyle so that they can take more from you, that's dictatorship. And from what's going on in Spain, which, by the way, I have yet to see on the American corporate TV media, even though it's all over the internet, it looks like that certainly in Spain, and I think we could add Greece to that, they're not comfortable with austerity. They're not comfortable with this new model of work till they drop and all the work product, all the real wealth flows into the pockets of these private central bankers. Apparently, runaway inflation trying to prop up their central bank in Argentina has triggered a nationwide strike. And I want to point something out, which I know is already obvious to all of you, but I'm going to hit it and hit it again. Every single nation that is enslaved to a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is in exactly the same mess. Crushing debt, debt slavery, austerity, work harder, expect less for it because the bankers have to get all the wealth. That's the scam. Private central banking is the new tool of enslavement. Rule by private central bank is no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And all three of those systems only work because the population was brainwashed into believing that's the way life is supposed to be. And it isn't. The only legitimate form of governance is self-governance. This nation was founded on that principle. Banks had to operate by luring in savings accounts and then loaning that money back out. Banks were never supposed to be put in charge of the nation's money supply. The Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. The Constitution vests the United States government with all money creation authority, and it does not allow the government to delegate or assign that authority. It should have taken a constitutional amendment to create the Federal Reserve and transfer the money creation authority to them. But they'd had a little bit of a problem with the last amendment they tried to pass to the Constitution. They're still trying to claim it was ratified. Nobody can prove it. So they passed the Federal Reserve Act over the Christmas vacation, 1913, when those members of Congress opposed to it were home with their families. And the destruction of the United States began right there and then. And you need to understand private central banking, because by design it creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt, is a predatory system. It preys on the people. It preys on the workers. The financial pressure is eventually built to the point where the people are preying on each other with fraud and hoaxes and con games, until the debt gets so big that the nation as a whole, the government, is forced to prey on other nations' wealth through wars of conquest to try and somehow balance the most holy ledger over there at the temple to the money junkies. Those private central banks are the common enemy of all mankind. Not Al-Qaeda, not the Russians, not the Chinese. It's those bankers and that system of banking. The United States fought a revolution to be free of this kind of banking. You're not taught that in schools anymore. 100 years ago, when the Federal Reserve rose to power, the public schools just sort of left that whole King George Currency Act off the curriculum. So it was all about Tea Parties and Stamp Act, and that's all you need to think about. Didn't want the smart kids in the class to stand up and say, wait a minute, how did we wind up back in that same system of banking we fought a revolution to be free of? What's the teacher going to say? Well, we had a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president, and, you know, they got a lot of money to basically sell you back into the slavery of the private central bankers. So they don't teach that anymore. You have to find that out for yourself. Now, we were talking about all this, hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, the Federal Reserve created out of thin air, typed it into a computer, to give to the Wall Street firms, ostensibly to stimulate the economy, to build new businesses and create jobs. And the Wall Street money junkies basically put that money into their own pockets, or they used it to buy the real hard assets of the nation. And now there's a huge concern. This is over in democracynow.org. Wall Street's land grab. We've been hearing about the housing market propped up by all these cash purchases of houses, and it turns out to be coming from these large financial firms that are scooping up houses, like Blackstone is now the largest owner of single-family rental homes in the country. They just bought 1,400 houses down in Atlanta. Private home ownership by the citizens is being destroyed bit by bit. They don't want you to be landowners and homeowners. They want you to be tenants and renters. They're taking us back to feudalism, where instead of the people owning the land owns the people. And they're taking these rents from these rental properties, and they're bundling them into rental-backed securities. They're trying to replay the mortgage-backed securities that crashed the economy back in 2008. They don't learn from their mistakes. They don't have to. Nothing bad happens to them. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, and they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to take a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, about the Bundy Ranch?
Yes.
There's information on the Drudge Report about Harry Reid and his son, Rory, about the Chinese solar power company. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, we just talked about it in the last segment. And before that, we talked about the fact that there was this land developer who made illegal contributions to Harry Reid's campaign, and he's trying to do a development deal on the land around the Bundy Ranch.
I was thinking, what about that $1.2 trillion in treasuries the Chinese got? They can afford to buy that land with that, right?
Well, they got a huge discount. The land was valued at 30-some-odd million dollars, and they got it for $4.5 million.
I hope more. I don't see anything on the regular media about this at all.
No, and I don't think you will either. But, you know, I mean, if Harry Reid himself owns that land and wants to sell it to the Chinese at a discount, that's fine. But this was public land. This was your land, the American people's land, that was just arbitrarily grabbed by the Clark County commissioners and sold for pennies on the dollar to this solar panel company that was being represented by Harry Reid's son, Rory.
Do you think Eric Holder will look into it? Not.
Probably not.
I just started listening to you, and keep up the great work.
I will do my best here. And by the way, we put up the story about Harry Reid and this developer about an hour ago. It's already being picked up and going all over the net. Everybody is just furious about this right now. Now, finishing up with the economy, we have long talked about the derivatives exposure of this global financial system. Now, for those who don't remember, a derivative is a financial instrument whose value is based on some other financial instruments. Short selling is a derivative. Credit default swaps are derivatives, and there is a nightmare. Derivatives is what destroyed AIG during the crash of 2008. Derivatives are, especially the credit default swaps, they're a form of insurance where I give this company $10 million as an investment, and then I buy a credit default swap so that if that company goes out of business, I get at least part of my original investment back. The problem is derivatives are not regulated, and Wall Street's resisting all regulation because, unlike traditional insurance, you can buy a derivative on somebody else's financial instrument. If you're buying fire insurance, you have to own the asset being insured. You can't buy fire insurance on your neighbor's property. But with derivatives, you can do that. And whereas regular insurance companies are required by law to keep adequate cash reserves on hand to pay claims, derivatives don't. And right now, the total exposure for derivatives for all the world's financial players is $623 trillion. That's why they're playing every dirty trick they can to try and keep this whole financial system up, because when it starts to go down, it's going to go all the way down. People who bought those swaps are going to be pounding on the doors of Wall Street, demanding their money. Wall Street will turn around to the U.S. government and say, we need a $623 trillion bailout. Government will turn to the American people and say, we need another $623 trillion from you. And the American people are going to say, quite honestly, we don't have it. So they'll start printing up trillion-dollar notes like they used to do down in Zimbabwe to try to fix the whole thing. But it's all going to come apart. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me on. I wanted to tell you, I ask people all the time, just acquaintances and friends, I ask them, how much of the debt do you owe? I mean, we're supposedly in $16 trillion of debt in the United States. How much do you owe, Michael? I'm serious.
Well, they just had a story on Fox News this morning where they've pegged the U.S. debt at $17 trillion, which works out to $106,000 for every living American. But the fact is that's not true. That $17 trillion is another cooked number, like the unemployment rate. And when you add in all the unfunded mandates and other off-the-books obligations, the U.S. government debt is actually up around $200 trillion.
That's right. My point is that I don't owe one cent of that. I don't owe any of that.
I would agree with you, and there's a recognized principle in international law called odious debt that says the people of a nation are responsible for debts incurred for the improvement of the nation, roads, schools, and hospitals. Debts incurred for war or for surveillance on the people or to, you know, borrow money in the U.S. to give to Israel, those are considered odious debt, and the people of the nation are not actually legally liable for that.
We need to stand up and say that we're not paying that. It's not our debt. We didn't have anything to do with it.
Absolutely agree with you.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great day, sir.
All right. Thank you very much here. Now, let's get on to NSA spying. We've already been talking about how the NSA spy scandal is destroying American computer providers and computer service providers. Other countries are setting up their own internet that doesn't go through U.S. servers. The U.S. is screaming it's a violation of trade laws, which is complete and utter nonsense. And we've been talking about this Heartbleed bug, which apparently has been around for quite a few years. And it was stumbled over by independent researchers in Europe, and everybody's working to plug it and fix it. But it's been around for a couple of years. And I raised the possibility that this Heartbleed bug in the OpenSSL architecture might have been one of those many NSA backdoors that we know are built into all of our computer infrastructure. And apparently that prompted one of the OpenSSL architects to make a public statement that, no, this is just an honest coding bug, and we're sorry we did it, but there's nothing suspicious. It's just a coding mistake. And the fact that he made that statement is a red warning flag. Yeah, somebody found one of the NSA backdoors. And so now we have Bloomberg reporting that the NSA has known about Heartbleed for years and been using it to steal your private communications. And by not saying anything about this security weakness, they left it wide open for cyber criminals. The NSA doesn't care if they're making your computer systems weaker for the criminals as well as themselves, as long as they get to spy on your business transactions. So this scandal just gets worse and worse and worse. Apparently there's a new bug or an NSA backdoor in Google Chrome that allows websites you visit to snoop on your conversations. Windows, as you know, just put out their update to Windows 8. A lot of people really didn't like Windows 8 for very, very good reasons. So they just issued Windows 8.1, and apparently it has been released to the public with vast numbers of problems. And they're having to update and update and update and update, and the complaints are pouring in. The major difference they seem to have done is they have made the tile interface an option now, and they've gone back to the original desktop. It's all cosmetic, and the problems are just pouring in. Apparently over in North Carolina, their attorney general's office has joined other states in investigating a massive data breach at Experian Credit Reporting Bureau that apparently exposed 200 million Social Security numbers to cyber criminals. Now, back when I was a kid and I got my Social Security number, the card was actually stamped that it is against the law to use the Social Security number for anything other than Social Security. It's not supposed to be a universal ID tracking number, and this breach at Experian shows how foolish and reckless it was for the federal government to turn the Social Security number into an all-purpose identification number. And in fact, it exposes the risk of any form of universal ID. My goodness here. We were talking yesterday about this police officer down on Maui. Allison Moore was a rising star in the Maui Police Department, regularly working with DEA officers to fly helicopter missions looking for Pakalolo in the wilds of Maui. You know, the Maui Waui that's all over the place here. And she herself was a drug user, was using meth. She became a prostitute on her weekends. She'd do her police work on Maui, fly up to Honolulu on the weekends, be a hooker, buy more meth, go back. She finally got popped, and now she's writing a book about it. Apparently down in Florida, one of their officials, the city purchasing director, got arrested, was found with a meth pipe hidden in his rectum. Talk about politics attracting the people who shouldn't have it. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break. I know we've got one more caller on the line that we're going to get to after this commercial break, and then we're going to wrap up our show here for the weekend. By the way, for those of you with pencil in hand, the comment line for the Nevada governor is 775-684-5670. We're going to repeat that one more time before the end of the show. Have your paper and pen handy to call about what's going on over at the Bundy Ranch. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the geological readouts, and we seem to be having a lot of major quakes around planet Earth right now. Big one over in Papua New Guinea earlier, Solomon Islands. They just had in the last hour a 6+ off the coast of Nicaragua. Whole planet's rocking and rolling here right now. We're going to take our last phone call for the day. Jonathan in New York. Aloha, Jonathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Great show today, as usual.
Thank you.
And maybe the planet's just as stressed as a lot of the rest of us are, and it's about to blow a gasket. Maybe that's why all the earthquakes and such are going on. Just wanted to mention, and maybe you can speak on for a moment, some other security practices. I know this Heartbleed bug is a software issue, but I was wondering if things such as proxy or VPN or even Tor, as far as remaining safe online, if that at that to be a possible solution to the other things going on, like you just mentioned with the other web browser issue. If you could just speak on that for a moment, we'd appreciate it, and I'll take
well,
my
first
answer
of all,
here.
First of all, it's already come out that Tor is compromised, that in point of fact, the government can track you when you're using Tor. That's already been found to be compromised. RSA was compromised. At this point, assume that everything electronic and connected to the internet is a system designed to spy on you. If you need to have secure communications between you and somebody else, it has to be encrypted on your own machine using encryption you write yourself with your own method, and the other side has the decryption software. And that is absolutely the only way. And, of course, staying off computers, staying off phones, just doing it all by post or smoke signals or semaphore or whatever. But at this point, the NSA has succeeded in backdooring and compromising all the major operating systems and all the off-the-shelf encryption systems. Remember, decoding a message is a two-step process. Figuring out the method, then breaking the key. And of the two, figuring out the method is the difficult part. The Allies were not able to read the German Enigma code until they captured a machine and got the method. After that, they could just brute force the keys. And so if you're using an encryption method like RSA or DES or anything where the NSA knows the method, they can find the keys and read your traffic, period, end of discussion. Now, we proved with our NSA challenges over here that if you write your own encryption system, and it's not that difficult to do, and you come up with your own method, and we put the source code out there for people to learn from, you can secure your communications against the NSA. Had the NSA been able to break my messages, they would have publicized it to discourage people from developing their own encryption. And right now, I'm getting emails from all kinds of people around the world who are working on developing their own encryption systems for private-only use. And that is the only secure way. Everything is backdoored and compromised. Bloomberg's report that NSA has known about this Heartbleed bug for years and used it to spy on you and didn't care if computer criminals were using it. At this point, given that denial by the OpenSSL people, I would say at this point we have to presume that, yeah, it's another NSA backdoor.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to revert to Telegraph and other ancient tin cans and string. It'd be about to be the only way around it.
Micro SD cards and hollowed out nickels. Or steganography. The best way to conceal traffic from the government is to put it someplace where they're not expecting to see a message.
So, real quick, how about all these other new devices coming out? I know John McAfee has something going on, and then there's also, I think they're calling it the Black Phone. I realize that both parties have to have the same device, but what's your take on those devices coming out?
Well, I know John McAfee himself personally is very angry about all this government surveillance, and he's trying to find a way to defeat it. But you need to understand that under United States law, all encryption products must be approved by the NSA before they are marketed. All books on encryption, cryptography, have to be approved by the NSA before publication. It's the one legal area of prior restraint in American intellectual property. I remember back in the 1980s, we had this wonderful tech bookstore near Robert Abel and Associates, and I've always had a curiosity about encryption, and I remember all of a sudden in the space of 1 week, the section on cryptography was simply emptied. And I asked what was going on, and they said, well, they just, you know, passed a new law saying that you cannot have a book on cryptography unless the NSA has approved of it. This was about the same time they were trying to force Clipper and DES on everybody.
Wow, so if it's made available commercially, then they have to agree to have it in their clutches before.
Yeah, unless you're buying it on the underground, and even then I wouldn't trust it. The only way you will have secure communications is to write your own encryption software and just come up with your own bizarre method. Doesn't even have to be all that good, but as long as the NSA doesn't know your method, you will keep your communications private.
And as long as it's unique and you've created it yourself, then.
Okay, and also use large keys. I mean, there's a reason the government says you can only have 256-bit keys. That's only 8 ASCII characters. It's to save them time and effort on brute forcing those keys here. And, you know, for my NSA challenges, I was using image files as keys. And the image files were longer than the encrypted message, so there's no repeating. And that makes brute forcing the keys very, very difficult, even if they have the methodology. Jonathan, I got to let you go. We're almost running out of time here, and I have a couple more stories that I need to get to. There is now apparently a report that was just posted over at 12160 that the U.S. government has now hired Blackwater Academy, see, whatever they're calling themselves this week, mercenaries, and they're putting them in Bureau of Land Management uniforms for the next assault on the Bundy Ranch. So the U.S. is already escalating this thing tremendously. Now, do you remember last year in where there was this boy from a very wealthy family was drunk driving, mowed down a bunch of pedestrians, flung two of his own passengers from the truck? And he got off the hook with what was called the affluenza defense, which was that this guy was so rich, he really had been raised with a sense of responsibility, and the judge apparently bought it. And instead of throwing this guy in jail, which is what would happen to you and I if we murdered a bunch of people while drunk driving, he was sent to rehab. That's costing $22,000 a month. And guess what? His very wealthy parents aren't paying for it. The taxpayers are. Talk about wealth having its privileges in this country. I mean, it just, it's obscene how fascist this country has gotten. Now, do you remember when George Bush was going around showing everybody his paintings? He's now an artist. He's got a gallery showing, and he's got the paintings of all the world leaders that he met during his time in office. And it turns out all of these paintings have basically been traced over images found on the web. And they've identified many of the images and Google results. Is this a form of copyright infringement when you take an image from Wikipedia and then you sort of trace over it for a painting? Just amazing. Over in Great Britain, they're now exhorting their population to eat less baked beans in order to reduce human flatulence contributing to human-caused global warming. Meanwhile, up in Newfoundland, they just found 9 blue whales crushed to death in the heavy, thick ice. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Meanwhile, more reports of tar washing up on the Gulf Coast, which shows us that the Gulf of Mexico is not back to normal after the Gulf oil disaster. They just want to keep it hidden and tell you everything is all hunky-dory. Apparently, over at enews.com, the nuclear experts at TEPCO are now admitting that there has been uncontrolled spontaneous nuclear fission taking place underneath those ruined reactors going back for at least the last 7 months. Remember when they started reporting spikes in the tritium being detected, and they said, okay, there's something going on under the ground, and now they're basically admitting it. There's a runaway nuclear reaction in the ground underneath those reactors. This just gets worse and worse and worse. The World Health Organization is now escalating Ebola warnings to other nations in Africa to be very careful about who's coming across their border. More than 100 people have died, and the World Health Organization still is not able to say that they have a containment boundary around the outbreak. All right, there's the music. Have a good Friday. Claire and I are off to feed the homeless and hungry here on the island of Oahu. We will be back on Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please take a moment to call the comment line for the Nevada governor, 775-684-5670, and demand he do something about this unconstitutional federal encroachment onto the private land and public land where Bundy has his ranch. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. We need the help right now. Aloha, America.